Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. Welcome to the Bible Crossfire program, heard every week at this same time. We appreciate you listening every week. This program might be a little bit different than what you're used to. On this program, we, among other things, actually discuss doctrinal differences between believers. And we look at God's Word to determine the truth on those issues. You'll remember John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's always be willing to study God's Word to find out what it actually says on any particular topic, no matter what we may have believed in the past. Our soul depends upon it. While we're waiting on our first call, and the announcer mentioned the number to call if you have a Bible question or comment, 877-655-6755. While we're waiting on our first call, let's talk about an important statement made by Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 15. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. You know what we can learn from that verse? That if we really love God, we will live by His Word. And if we don't live by His Word, then we don't really love Him. Because He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's kind of the same thing in John chapter 15, verse 14, where Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." If we don't do what Jesus commands, we must not really be His friend. "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." That's pretty clear. A lot of people act like it's not so important whether or not we obey God's Word, whether or not we keep His commandments. But God said, Jesus says, "You're only my friend if you do whatsoever I command you." You know, we can see this from a passage like Titus chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." You see, here's people that profess that they know God, that they believe in God, that they're followers of God, but in works, they deny Him. They deny Jesus. They deny God. They deny Him with their works, not with their mouth. With their mouth, they say they know God, but with what they do, they in effect deny Him. How about John 14:21? Jesus says there, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." You see that? We have God's commandments. It says if we keep Him, that's keep God's commandments, that's the person that loves Jesus. And if we love Jesus, meaning if we keep His commandments, we'll be loved by the Father. So we love God by keeping His commandments, according to John 14:21. That's the way we love God. We can't love God by kissing Him on the cheek like we would our wife. He's not right here with us. But we love Him by studying His Word, finding out what He wants us to do, and keeping what He says He wants us to do. We love God by keeping His commandments, according to John 14:21. Now, God loves everybody in a sense. He wants the best for them. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for everybody, John 3:16. But He only loves those in the sense of giving them salvation, those that keep His commandments. Those that keep God's commandments, this verse says, is the one that the Father will love. That's in the sense of giving them salvation. If you have a Bible question or comment, call us at 877-655-6755. That is similar to John chapter 14, verse 23. The Bible says there, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." You see, there's a one-to-one correlation between loving God and keeping God's words. As I said, a lot of people anybody can claim to love God. Anybody can claim to know God. But the way you really know Him, the way you prove you know Him, is by keeping His words. Again, God, according to this verse, God only loves, meaning He only blesses spiritually those who keep His word. It says, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Meaning the Father will not love him if he does not keep Jesus' words. As I said, the Father loves everybody in the sense He wants what's best for them. He wants them to be saved, but He will only love them in the sense of blessing them spiritually if we keep Jesus' words. Are you keeping His word? We had a caller last week that talked about that, well, he commits this sin and that sin and this sin and that sin, but of course God still loves him. No, God only will love you. God will only save you if you keep His words. If you're not living in obedience to God, you won't be saved. Not according to these passages. These passages are said by Jesus Christ Himself. Revelation 22, verse 14 reads, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Who has the right to the tree of life, according to this passage? The tree of life, of course, was in the Garden of Eden, the physical one, and provided eternal physical life to Adam and Eve as long as they could partake of it. The tree of life in this verse, I'm convinced, has to do with it's going to be in heaven, and it will provide people in heaven eternal spiritual life. Who has the right to partake of that tree of life, to have eternal spiritual life, to enter into the gates, through the gates into the city? That would be heaven. It's those that do His commandments. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Only those who do God's commandments will go to heaven. A lot of people think, well, I do God's commandments. I emphasize doing what Jesus said. But remember, when we talk about doing God's commandments, we're talking about all of the New Testament law, not just what's in our red letters, in our red letter edition Bibles. We can learn that from many Bible passages like 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, which reads, if any man think himself to be prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So even what Paul wrote in, say, the book of 1 Corinthians, these are the commandments of the Lord. And that's because the Lord inspired Paul to write those instructions in the book of 1 Corinthians. So when we obey those instructions in any of the books of the New Testament, we're obeying the instructions of the Lord's. Keeping Jesus' commandments includes keeping all of the New Testament, not just the red letters. If you have a Bible question or comment, give us a call at 877-655-6755. Many years ago, I had a friend at work, or an acquaintance at work. We were at lunchtime, and he told a dirty joke. Well, I called his hand on it. I said, we ought not do that if we're going to try to be Christians. He said, God knows my heart. He said, God knows my heart, as if it was okay for him to not do what's right because he could say, God knows my heart. But compare that attitude with a passage such as Matthew 15, verses 17 through 19. Let me read that for you. It says, Jesus is speaking here. He says, do you not yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemy. So if a man tells a dirty joke, that reflects upon his heart. That means that transgression of God's law came from his heart. That means his heart was not right, because anything we do on the outside comes from the heart first. To sum that up, if we don't practice God's word, that proves our heart is in the wrong place. And surely everybody would agree, if our heart's not in the right place, if our heart's not truly and totally committed to God, we can't go to heaven. And if we don't practice God's word, that proves our heart is wrong. We need to practice God's word according to the Bible. John from Georgia, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, it sounds like you're very closely preaching salvation by works. which the Bible very clearly says is not the case. I agree that true salvation does produce works, but you're basically saying, the way I hear you, is that sinless perfection is required to enter into heaven, and the only way we can have that is having Jesus's righteousness imputed to us. So what's the difference in what you're saying and salvation by works?
Well, John, so far, hadn't I really only just quoted some Bible passages? Are you saying you disagree with those Bible passages? Explain yourself if you want to.
No, I'm saying that, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by faith are you saved through grace. By grace are you saved through faith. You're not saved by works.
Okay, but listen to this passage, John. That's true. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. But James 2, 24 says, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You go ahead. You go ahead, John. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I interrupted you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Those two passages don't contradict each other. Ephesians 2, John, is talking about what I would call the basis of our salvation, what earns our salvation. That's the death of Christ. It's by grace. James 2, when it says your salvation is by works and not by faith only, it's talking about the fact that our salvation is conditioned. So we don't earn our salvation by our works. Our salvation is conditioned upon our works. Like, let me read to you Hebrews 5, verse 9, John, and then I'm going to let you talk a minute. In Hebrews 5, verse 9, it's talking about Jesus. It says, and being made perfect, he became the author, or the source, of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So according to that verse, Jesus is only the source of eternal salvation to those that obey him. You see what I'm saying, John?
Well, yeah, but I'm still confused on it. Sounds like that you're saying that we're saved by Jesus, by the shed blood of Jesus, but plus, then there has to be the works.
Well, let me ask you a question, John. Don't you believe that a person has to believe in Jesus in order to be saved?
Yes.
Okay, but that doesn't mean, the fact that you say a person has to believe, that doesn't mean that he's not saved by the blood of Christ. And in that same way, when we say that a person has to believe and obey to be saved, we're not saying that we're not saved by the death of Christ. We're just saying that in addition to having to believe, you have to obey. Neither one of those things takes away from the death of Christ. The death of Christ is what earns our salvation. That's what really pays for it. Belief and obedience are just the conditions we have to meet in order to be saved by the death of Christ.
So you're saying belief and obedience? Is required
yes.
For salvation.
Oh yeah, like Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. It's belief and obedience. And isn't that what we read in Hebrews 5 verse 9, that Jesus is this source of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him? Wouldn't that mean we have to believe and obey him, John?
No, I strongly disagree that salvation is earned by Jesus, and Jesus produces works, but we are not. It's Jesus, period. It's not Jesus plus works.
What did that verse mean, John, in Revelation 22:14, which we read about 5 minutes ago? Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city.
The only way that we are right and made righteous is through the blood of Jesus.
John, thank you so much for your call. And so, see, we have a lot of people that have in their mind what they want to believe. And it doesn't matter how many verses you quote to them. It doesn't matter what God says. They're going to believe a certain thing, even if there's 100 passages that contradict what they believe. Jose from Maryland, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
2 Thessalonians also says obedience.
It does.
It will punish those who do not obey and the non-believers won't.
Let me read what you're referring to, Hosea. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8, it says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that the verse you had in mind?
Yeah, so I'm thinking of when you're talking about obedience to the gospel. So
that's right.
Say, what is the gospel?
Yeah, and see, and you're making that, the last caller talked about it's just belief and not obedience, but this verse you're bringing out shows it's not only that you have to believe in God, that's what it means by knowing God, but you have to know God and obey the gospel. That's your point.
Belief is the first step. And then, so that's at the cross. Then there's baptism, which is commanded by Jesus as well.
Jose, thanks.
There's also the table, which is commanded by Jesus. So when I think of obedience, I think of those things. I think of it's perpetual. It's not something that, I mean, I believe in also, you know, not living in sin, but you must also follow what Jesus did, what he instructed us to do. So that's the obedience part of it all.
Thank you for your call, Jose, very much. Thank you. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, we read, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So if we claim to love God, but we don't practice his law, this verse says we're a liar. James 2:10 says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So we have to obey all of God's word, not just most of it, but all of it. Andy from Ohio, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
How you doing tonight? Hey, I just wanted to ask you about your own personal salvation. Ask Jesus Christ into your life to be your Savior, your Lord and Savior. Have you not committed one sin?
Oh, yes, I have committed a sin. Yes, everybody sins, even after they become a Christian. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 10.
Okay, so you're condemned now because you've sinned, right?
No.
Condemnation?
No, you know.
How did you make up for that sin?
Okay, I'll answer your question.
Did you work on it? Or did?
Let me show you what a person has to do. A Christian has to do when they sin. In Acts 8, we have Simon the sorcerer who became a Christian in verse 13, but then he sinned. And in verse 22, the Bible says Peter told Simon, who sinned after he became a Christian, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. So when a Christian sins, he must repent of that to be forgiven, according to this verse. 1 John 1:9 says he has to confess his sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins. That implies necessarily that if a Christian doesn't repent, doesn't confess his sins, he won't be forgiven. He'll be lost. He'll lose his salvation, which was the subject of last week's program. But if he repents, if he confesses, he will be forgiven. Jim from Tennessee, go ahead with your Bible question or comments, please.
I just want to make a comment about, it seems like we learn that we must rightly divide the Scripture. And when you quote things from James, you know, I learned that the Pauline teachings from Romans to Philemon is what we learn in the church age, the age of grace. That we learn as a way to run our lives in a Christian manner. The Old Testament, even up through the four Gospels, and Peter and James and some of the little ones after Philemon, were under the law. And, you know, living under the law was a works religion. And I believe that we're saved by grace. I believe we're given crowns and rewards for the works we do after we're saved. And I don't think you can do anything. Jesus Christ finished it on the cross, and we're made perfect through his shed blood on the cross.
Thank you for your call, Jim. And what Jim said is absolutely false. We're under all of the New Testament law. Well, I've already read James chapter 2, verse 10 says, whosoever shall keep the law and yet offended one point, he is guilty of all. We have to keep all of God's law, all of God's New Testament law, Matthew through Revelation, not just the Pauline epistles. In Matthew 7, verse 21, the Bible says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So only those who do the will of God will go to heaven. Now, Jose brought up 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, and that's in one of those Pauline epistles. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul himself taught in many places that obedience was required. Yes, we're under grace, and that grace, that gift of salvation, demands that we obey God. Jesus himself said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Joe from Florida, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please. Joe, turn down your radio so you won't be confused. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
I am blessed, sir. I just kind of wanted to touch on what you and the other guy was talking about a little while ago. We both agree that Jesus is the only way, right?
Right.
We both agree on that. And I'm just trying to understand also what you were saying about obeying. We know that we're supposed to obey the laws, but we don't live under that testament anymore because we know that was a curse to us, but the Holy Spirit helps us to abide by the law. But you're not saying if we don't follow all the commandments, we're not going to be saved, right? That wasn't what you were saying, was it?
The New Testament commandments, yes, not the Old Testament commandments. We have to obey the New Testament commandments. That's what the book of Revelation said. Remember, I read Revelation 22, verse 14 already twice. Blessed are they that do his commandments. That's talking about the New Testament commandments. That they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. So only those who obey the New Testament commandments will be saved, according to God, that is. We have to believe God on this, not man.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I agree 100% with you on that. But I'm just saying we couldn't do that by ourselves, but that the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. But,
well,
you know, we're not going to be able to follow all of them ourselves. So if we fall short of some of them, that don't mean we're going to hell.
What, when we fall short?
On the same page.
When we sin, we read, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And so what we need to do is repent and confess our sins as Christians, and then God will forgive us. We on the same page, Joe?
Yes, sir, most definitely. I appreciate you, sir, and you have a blessed night.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
James from Mississippi, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, how you doing tonight?
Woo, we've only got 1 minute, James. Make it real quick.
That's this thing that you is too harsh on the people. Just like the scripture that say, do not muzzle the ox.
Mm-hmm.
People will go out and look for things otherwise if they don't feel like that they're not going to be fed at the church.
Okay, good point. James, thank you for your call. You know, not only must we obey God, the Bible says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. So if you're not living in obedience to God, then don't expect God to answer your prayers. Back to the original verse. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Send me an email at BibleCrossfire@email.com. Thank you for listening tonight.